That's four. I went down there. I'm more of a kid than. Yeah, when say maybe you think I didn't enjoy life that winter. Oh man, we when I went another boy, and you know he'd travel quite a bit, and oh my, we didn't have a wonderful winter. Oh, there's a lot of boys and girls down there, and every night they'd invite someplace, and we stayed at this small town, but we stayed at the hotel, so I'd meet there, and oh, I tell you, I had a wonderful winter.
What did you do there?
Well, I tell you what they're doing, is putting a bridge, half the bridge new, on the Red River, and it'll cost between Oklahoma and Texas, half of each one of them. And I was flag boy. I stayed right in town, in the deep region was a young feller, and he was single, and he'd tell me, I just had to flag the trains that was going south, you know. Well, he'd tell me if one was going to come, he'd know it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'd go out there and I'd flag it down, and then I could play the rest of it.
Oh,
I had a pinch in that winter.
Why would they envy you?
Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful. I had a better time than I did in Oklahoma City.
When were you in Oklahoma City?
Well, let's see, when I come back from California, then we got the wheat and things in, then I went down that fall to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. After I'd come back to California. Well, I used to like to travel. Mm-hmm. But it's a job for me now. Well, it's the condition I'm in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the condition I'm in. I kind of dread it now.
Did you go away to work after you came back from Oklahoma City at all?
You mean to go off to work?
Yeah.
When I got through Oklahoma City, I come back home here, you know. I had things I had to do.
You just settled, huh?
Yeah, I had to come back here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to come back here, you know. Uh-huh. And my dad was getting old, you know, and I wasn't very good health. I had to come back and tell the thing. Dad would read all off and things.
Mm-hmm. And where were you born?
I was born right here. Yeah, I was born in a little frame house, I was telling you about. The first one built here.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one in this around this part of the country.
Oh my goodness.
And I was born in that. You know, you get thinking Herbert, Rob, you know, Glenn was hanging, you know, and man went through all them hard years. And my daddy always talked to us, and he wanted us boys to buy this 200 acres and keep it in the family, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, he used to tell me, I says, Daddy, I says, you know, this land's close down right on there. I says, well, we'd never have enough money to buy this out. You know, we'd live in town. You ain't got much chance. You know how that you went mm-hmm. through. But you know, we went to work and we bought that out and paid it off. I kept saying last year's wouldn't make over $200. You know, mm-hmm. everything's cheap, wages. But you know why, George? I kept on, and we bought that and paid it off and kept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I paid it off cash. I paid it off. Just kept saving and put the money in the ferry bill and all. And you know, by George, we paid it off and kept the 200 acres.
Hmm. Who'd you buy it from?
Well, see, when Pop and Mom died, see, the settled state, we just bought it and paid the heirs off, uh-huh. their sister and brothers.
Uh-huh.
And paid them off and kept it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's hard when there are a lot of sisters and brothers.
Robert, when the hard things you ever done.
That land that they can sell out.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad one. Oh, I tell you, the good thing about it is lucky we ever got that put across, wasn't mm-hmm. we? Yes, and here I'm offered $30,000 for this thing.
Pleasant to think of.
Oh, boy.
And it'll be worth more.
Oh, man, and the town just keeps building this way.
Yep.
I've had chances to sell an acre or two, you know, a fellow wants to build on it. Mm-hmm. I didn't just drive back and forth in town.
Mm-hmm.
I could sell one tomorrow if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good way to do it, but you'd have to get
$1,200
an acre to make it.
Yeah, I tell you, Ron, what I like to do. You know, it's getting so crowded down here. The chamber commerce, they're just advertising their favorite. They can't find people, they got room for people to live. They just build them every day, new homes here. And they just can't find people come in for them to live. And a lot of these oil companies are an outfit, you know, they want to find a place to store their equipment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell the president of the chamber commerce, one comes in, you know, I wouldn't sell it, but I'll, right along the highway, I'd mm-hmm. lease them some land. See, so much a year, mm-hmm. you know, I could get a good income that way.